It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday. And it's all brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, we're just about to bust out for the first time this week. The PBR World Finals. Unleash the Beast. Tickets. We'll do that Hankorama right after the flashback right here. And when it comes to, I was going through some rodeo songs for the week here and the stories behind them. And this one, forgotten and snuck through, but
1994
from the 8 seconds major motion picture soundtrack, Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, ride high and ride low.
You talk about a forgot about one. Ride 'em high, ride 'em low. 1994 from Brooks and Dunn, off that soundtrack to the movie 8 Seconds, which, first of all, if you've never seen the movie 8 Seconds, Luke Perry is Lane Frost. You got a Baldwin in there, too.
Oh, I remember.
You will be also sitting in a Sears parking lot crying there by yourself at the end of it, and no shame in that. No
Dylan,
shame in that.
You're late for homeroom.
But a great movie, too, and honestly, a solid soundtrack that really itself, as a soundtrack, back in the days, I mean, this mid-90s, soundtrack sold very well back in the day. And well, you needed a good soundtrack for your movie.
A lot of competition.
Peaked at number 3 on the albums chart that year. But as far as the songs that made it up, they only released about 4 to quote-unquote radio. There was McBride and the Rides, No More Crying. That did the best, actually. Didn't break the top 25, though. David Lee Murphy had a hit on Reba McEntire's If I Had Only Known. That was actually a song she'd previously released years before. But Brooks and Dunn, Ride 'em High, Ride 'em Low, went all the way to number 73 on the chart.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it didn't have a lot of oomph behind it. Plus, at the time, it was overshadowed by, well, Brooks and Dunn right now, at that time, was releasing My Maria and a bunch of other songs that were just, there wasn't room for it.
So much choice and options, variety.
But as we get ready for the big old PBR passes, that's what this song is essentially about. Ride 'em high, ride 'em low. It's a bull rider saying, depending on how the bulls buck, either, well, launching you high in the air or spending you low and hard. But the real story behind this, Ronnie Dunn wrote it. And it was inspired by a flight he was on that had quite a bit of turbulence. He not only was gripping the armrest like he was riding a bull on this one, but he noticed a rodeo cowboy on the plane, too. He was even more nervous than Ronnie was. And Ronnie actually took solace in watching him freak out and got an idea about it, equating the two. He said, as he got off the, said to himself as he got off the plane, that looked like that cowboy was just riding a bull. And then the song was subsequently born. But also, if you don't own this soundtrack, you got John Anderson on there. A lot of good stuff from the 8 Seconds soundtrack. We'll get you to the bulls next. Brooks and Dunn now.
All back.